Mitzvahs Kalim. So, we'll go through some halachas of the Maisa Tefillah and in terms of making a bracha. So, before somebody makes a tefillah on the kli, so first you have to make sure there aren't any chatzitzas on the kli. Something which is going to be chatzitzas on the kli is going to knock in the tefillah. So, we have a lot of bekiyam and ilchas nidah, remember, and ilchas chatzitzah. The gather chatzitzah is, this kid's over here, right? It's anywhere, right? The gather chatzitzah is anything which rave. People are makbid, or you yourself are makbid, that's going to be chitzitza midraisa, hansak midrabanan, even a miyat, a makbid is going to be makbid, and if something which a person is makbid on, then that's going to be considered a chitzitza. Now the chachila, it's like hechaz nida, they're like a hechaz nida, lechila, we take off everything, so to be a lechila, we take off everything. And lechila is supposed to take off, they bring this out, that says the same thing, that the chachila is supposed to take off everything, and it doesn't remove everything which person does not want it there. So let's go through a couple of cases. Now, a lot of times we buy things. So you buy a kli, and there's something on it. So you don't care, and your wife does care. Who's the baal kli?
Wife.
Huh? Okay. Baruch Hashem. No, so even though maybe you pay for it, but the ma'aseh says she does ravi the shemush, and if she's machbid. And if she's makbid, then avada that's going to be,
really that much.
Then avada that's going to be akpata, and therefore it's going to be a problem. It might be tevel with that on. You have to go ahead and tevel again with a bracha. You are not yitzah. Mir makbid is a chesitza, and you have to tevel again with a bracha. We start clarifying if Reuven's not makbid, maybe it's a chesitza. But be grown if there's a mir makbid, let's go back and tevel with a bracha. Now sometimes you daf go. If we have to get rid of all the your price tag, which you don't want there, there's glue a lot of times. When you peel off the price tag, there's going to be glue. All those things you have to get rid of. Now, sometimes you have an issue, you can't get rid of it. It's very hard to get rid of it. It's not coming off. So, what do you do then?
So, you say,
like,
huh?
Try to get it off, and you can't get it off?
Table.
Please,
so you have to
leave it there forever.
As
you're
not
there.
We're
on the
clean,
the bottom.
It's something which you get. You don't want
the hair bodies.
You have an
ain. If you can't get
over it, there's something there. Whew. I'll go find him.
Wow.
That,
learning how to flush an R next.
I'll go find him. No, the shayla is. Okay. What? No. What?
Turn off the recorder.
Anyhow, so kids, sir, lemaise, if you can't get it off, tough luck. It's because you say you can't go to mikvah. I mean, you can't go. Myself, you know, it's not nits. This is not your beast. It's a kid's body. It's tough. It's bottle. Here is no sex. There's maybe
because
you're a girl.
You don't care.
Okay. But, the question is, you don't care. Do I care of a malaso?
I can use it and put it in the garbage, or I don't care.
Use it.
That's your option.
Okay. If you really don't care anymore, if you have the option to get it off, you want to get it off, or you want to get it off, you just can't. It depends. You know, it depends. It's you know, as bad as that, also.
What are you thinking with that?
Let's say it's possible to get it off, but you don't have the kalim.
So then, for sure, it's got seats. If it's possible to get off. You don't have the kalim to get it off. It's nothing to talk about. That is a chatzitza.
They make it that you can't get it, like, glue it on, so you can't get it off.
Now, there's certain things you want it on, right? You know, you get a fancy thing from, I don't know, you want to keep the price tag on. Not the price tag on. You want to keep the company logo. I don't give me an example. I don't know. What's a nice logo? What?
Fox?
Fox? Okay. What is that? What is that?
No.
Huh? I don't know. You know, you walk around, you have the... You want the label there to show, like, you're cool, right? Okay, so then... So then, that's not a chesed. You want it there. Who didn't have the instructions, the instructions or the on it or the information on the kli, which you wanted there, then about that would not be considered a chesed. But kapana bikaron, you have to get everything off, and that's safe and how you do it. Now, when you're doing the ma'aseh tefillah, so chachazon brings down that you have to do ma'aseh tefillah on the whole thing at one time. You can't be tefillah. It's not like hagolas kalim.
Yeah, sure.
Not like a gullus, Kalem, that the... it's not like a gullus, Kalem, that you can do a half and half. A gullus can be something which is tray from a very big pie. You can do a half in 1 second, then half the other second. You're just trying to be pilot and you get it out. Tefillah came as a maisa tefillah. This is about a lady. You cannot do a tefillah chatzayin, so you can't do tefillah chatzayin. You don't do the full kli at one time, then it's not going to be considered a maisa tefillah. That's what you saw in the halachas at the beginning, that if you're holding on to the kli and it's tight, it's going to be a problem. Because when you put the kli into the water, if your hand is on the kli and it's tight, the water's not getting there. It's a problem. Therefore, instead of basing so tzach directly rafi biyad b'shasat tefila, mahadik biyad you have a chetzitza. If you do it too tight, it's going to be a chetzitza. Therefore, you have to do it loosely. And then we saw the whole discussion over there. If you do, if you melachach yodai b'mayim, see a mayim makdima, maybe that'll be oifen how to do it. But bottom, you have to get the thing fully in the mikvah, can't hold it tight. It's simple as if you pass it from one hand to the other hand. That's like, you know, you're afraid if it's going to fall down and. So you just like hold it and like just pass it one end to the other end. That's like a simple itza how to go in and do it. Now, if you're taping a lot of different forks, spoons, and things like that, if you table all at one time, drop 10 in at one time, you may have a problem because they hit each other and maybe it stops the water from going. It could be chatzitza from one to the other one and stop the water from going on top of it. Therefore, when you do, no?
Drop one at a time.
You drop one at a time. One, two, one, 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 one. What?
Or is it not my demon?
What do you say?
My demon.
Depends. If you drop five in at one time.
It depends.
Okay. If it separates, it separates. You know, yeah. Let's say you're doing dishes. So you put three dishes at one time. Maybe, yeah, maybe not. But it's good to do.
Each spoon doesn't like only part of it gets like they're attached on that every single time. Like turn over on the side, but once I still touch another.
You have to have it sometime that the whole thing was in the mikvah. It's like maybe you have my makdim in the case. That'd be my makdim. If it flips over, you have my makdim. But yeah, you have to make sure. And you also have to be told about the inside of the kli. Inside clay also has to be tefillah, and as if you're doing a kumkum or something, or doing a pat. The inside of the clay also knows tefillah, not just the outside of the clay. So you're supposed to, you should fill it up till like no more air bubbles, till the thing totally fills up, and then you drop it in. Because if you didn't do that, so then you didn't get the whole clay, you have to be tefillah, the whole clay, being the outside and being the inside. No, it's open, you see it all the time. And
you should fill it up with water first.
Fill it with water first, you know, wait, put it on the side, wait till no more air bubbles, and then you have to go ahead and, you have to go, and then you go ahead and table it.
The pocket to the head, the touch of the pocket all the time.
Yeah, nobody gave him the monos, who's now on Tfias Kalem. So first of y'all, Right? We also saw in Sifir Gimel we table the yad akli, the whole thing. In terms of when you have a kli, in terms of how do you table, should we table it parts, or should we table the whole thing the way it is? So you have a kli which you assemble, you put it together. So you should table the whole kli attached, or you should table just part, the parts which you do it the way it is. So it's like, what? As you mechitzah has shuvah is bikaron something which you should table it the way it is, the way you mishtamish it. That's really the best way to go ahead and be table it. The shah is if you table chilechil like are you yitzah or not. In others, for example, bikaron a kli which is chayv. That kashuvah brings down. You have a kli part metal, part plastic. So and you just table the metal part. So that kashuvah in the place can say, but you're not yitzah the tefillah. There's a tefillah on the whole kli. You can't just table the chalakim which is chayiv. A kli which has metal on it is chayiv and tefias kelim. What did we tell you? You have to go ahead and be tefillah all kli. So if you have a chilek plastic, a kli of metal which does not come off, then it's partial bar that you do part of it, you're not going to be yoitza. No. Was on the Mamre Kemis? No. I think it was a chilek tas, ayin zayin. One second. Now, no, you're.
Why not?
Because one kli. It's one kli. Now, the question is if I do prakim, I take a thing apart and I do a chilek of it. If I do a chelik of it, does that work or not? If I just take apart the metal part without taking the plastic part, is that going to work right now? So this is really a sugya in kalim.
It's like you're building it, but it's
both. No, because some building is only when you need like a umman or something. It came, let's say, attached. Now I take it apart, so it's not broken, so it's still attached. Let's say my fruit processor. I don't want to go out and tevel the chelik, the whole thing, because it has a chip, then it's going to get broken. So can I go ahead and just be toivel the metal chalakam of it and not be toivel the rest of the kli? You can be it's in that. So it's based on a Mishnah that came with the Rambam, which says a kli, it's a lachatum vatari. If a kli, if a chilek is makabatumma, then the whole kli is makabatumma. If I go ahead and just toivel the chilek, which was makabatumma, not the other chilek, so the Shidas Rambam over there was that you could be mitarit the chilek. If I'm mitarit those chalakam, then it's going to be tar, and when I put it back together, the whole thing is going to get a shame tar to it. So based on that, the place we say, makab tzarech, and you would just do. Detach it, do the chalakim.
What's the difference between this and the plastic and metal?
No. While it's attached, it's one kli tefillah chatzayin yimayotzo. Makuda. Now, can I take it apart and just tell you about the metal parts? Sound number two.
That was the removal.
No. If you, by taking it, while it's attached. Sure. You have a kli attached. I put it in, I put part of it in. I only do the metal, not the plastic. I am not yotzo.
Does that mean an example?
What did I say?
Knives
in
a food processor.
A frying pan.
No, knife processor is a little different. Get that in a second. Something.
If it needs to be attached, do the whole kli. You have to put it in all together, or you should get it up. Let's say the metal that's under there is not getting into the water. So if you separate
what's the matter?
It,
what's the matter? Like what? Like what?
Let's say like a food processor and then.
Okay, for processor a second. Okay, there's another case like No, Sanako, Bikaron, most cases we like to be toivel kli the way you use it. That's the most normal, most. That's he's supposed to do. But Malkam Tzerech, we're going to make it on this Rambam. It's more like this Rambam, Mishnah, Halalim, Tzana, Mishnah, Kalim. That I want to take it apart, just be toivel the part which is chayiv. And I'll say the rest of it is going, but I have to detach it. Just toivel that chalakim, then that's going to be okay. When you get a fruit processor, that's something you should tell the night separately, because even though you use it, but it's always constantly, it's not always, you always take it apart. The pieces really are not, you know, it's the only time the Mechazif says you should tell something the way you use it and the way it is, something which that's the Gemara of the Kli, and this is the Stamshah of the Kli, that's where the Kli is. A fruit processor which has 18 different knives, or whatever amount of different knives, so it's not really Messiakas that this is the like Gemara and the Kli, it's not also Miyakas so much as the Kli, sometimes these are here, sometimes these are there.
With the salt shaker, yeah.
Salt.
So you wouldn't have to be table the plastic.
So I say salt shaker. Because on salt shaker, lachachila, table, the whole thing the way it is. Now.
With the cap on.
Yeah, fill it up with water, table, and make sure it fills up with water. You don't have to be semich on the Rambam. You know, you can semich on the Rambam and table chela. Then you have to separate. Yeah, you can't just do half of it.
Once you're separating it, do you have to put it on the plastic?
But if it's screwed together, yeah, you're not getting it wet. But
not screwed properly.
Yeah, and I'm going to get it. It's getting light over here. Benigea, one second. Benigea, having a cotton go and do Tvias Kalem. So, the Mechaber brings down Benigea having a cotton or going to Tvias Kalem. Benigea, a lot of people send kids to do Tvias Kalem. So the Shiloh is two Shilohs. Ayyotza, and is Ayyotza to Tvias Kalem, and is a cotton giving them. So, one thing is all comes to good. That the Kalem is considered Toivold is definitely, it's Toivold. It falls in by itself. It's toivled. And when it drops, somebody dropped it into the water, or a guy dropped it into the water, it's toivled. It's okay. The issue over here is, the nemanish shabbat. How does the tefillah work? It says, even siftas vav. Hitful came, I David, chavim, also on tefillah. It's going to work. Cut on the palm is a nemanah cut on tefillah. The problem is not the mice that tefillah per se. The problem is the nemanis of the cotton. And if you have echetim, so having the cotton will be neman, then it'll be okay. If you send your kid to be toivled it, and you have a gadol watching him, and the gadol says, "I saw him do it," so, and that would be
plastic.
Sounds like that in a second. So technically, that's something which would be okay. Zakti kiveger, that the reason we're not neman tefilas, not neman a cotton al tefilas kli is because tefilas came is deraisa. Therefore, that's the reason why we're not giving neman them. Zakti kiveger, the nearest idea because chukz mean a cotton that you can neman a cotton. Since the tefillah is only derabanan, therefore you should be naman. That's the shaykh. Ari says, and he says it should come out that by derabanan, it should be okay. The pesach tshuva, for example, from the prima gadam tafnan alasu gadam vav. Sarech ian afkli tschukas shu derabanan near the eni nami like naman kimishesh lecheskes iser. That is a klal that which you say katas naman and says simkach chavzayin the next. Simcha Chazayin, it says a katan is only naman on something which doesn't have a cheskes iser. Something has a cheskes iser, then a katan is not going to. The Piskat Shuvah, exam. A katan is not naman on something that has a cheskes iser. He's being over here, it's a cheskes iser, therefore he says maybe a katan is not going to be naman.
There's
a cheskes that is iser to Mishnah. Yeah, they're abanan, yeah. Then he says, so that's what the katan is. Kitzer, the problem with the katan is on a deraisa, he's not naman. Rabbanan klitzchukos and machlekes. Do you say he's naman, or do you say that the ma'aseh is a cheskes iser? Therefore, he's not going to be naman. Which has, let's say he's bar mitzvah. What?
Would the cheskes iser make that you wouldn't make a
bracha on it if
you want to do it again,
or because it's something? No. So I once said to Rabbi Yashiv that if a katan said a katan, my kid said he took my whatever, that's not my house, it wasn't getting tail so quickly. Okay. And so what? Wasn't getting tail so quickly. So one of my kids took it to the mikveh and he tabled it. Yeah. He said, as long as I'm not, he would take a mikveh and he tabled it. So he's not Naman. So now the question is, can I go ahead and be tabled again with a bracha or without a bracha? Okay, that's always a Eitzah. That's always a Eitzah. What? So the mitzvah I got the psyche back was that the cut is only Naman l'chumra, not you can't be Naman and l'kula, only l'chumra. And as I would not be able to make a bracha on it, because maybe the fact that he did do it, but to say it, the cool bit is not one less than that we're not going to say. No, because Kadim doesn't have das. The Mamek HaBetray is when the person has das and he has Nemonis HaBetray. Over here, we all have das. He had enough but that he has enough understanding that he went ahead and did the Tfiyah. Now, if he's a bar mitzvah...
What if he becomes a Gadol? Could he be made on the...
When he was a Kata, when he's made a Gadol, Kapayim is Tama, not Kapi himself is Tama, yeah. Saying. Now, but again, let's say he's bar mitzvah. So there's a cloud when somebody's bar mitzvah. So we spoke about it in the past, right? I know somebody's bar mitzvah. Most kids, when they're bar mitzvah, no, a lot of kids when they're bar mitzvah, they're bar mitzvah. In order to be bar mitzvah, you have to have shtei saris. So if a katan doesn't have shtei saris, that's not bar mitzvah. Why do we have a right to start for a katan for a minyan? Why do we have a right to give an aliyah, make kiddush? Is kiddush not so pashut? Is because of chazaka the rabbi. The rabbi says, man, stam, when a person's bar mitzvah, then we can say that he has shtei saris. So therefore, that only works under our bonus, it doesn't work there. Aisa. Therefore, under Aisa, we do not assume he's a mitzvah, unless we know that he has stay Cyrus. Therefore, Mishra brings down, can a katan go ahead and make kiddush for everyone? Sometimes our mitzvah boy is the star of the show, right? He lanes and he makes kiddush, he cannot make kiddush, he cannot be mitzvah, you want kiddush? No. Cannot. He is, kiddush is there Aisa?
Even by night.
By night. Kiddush is there Aisa at night, and We don't write the sumer. He's a gadol, therefore he should not be the one.
At what point do you say?
So the kareg even true as a 16, 17. After that, let's just see some facial hair, or you know, yesterday Cyrus. To go to the mikveh and check it out. I told you my son once said, Abba, I'm not bar mitzvah. It's not the shahwaz, he's not one, like a little modest shah. He's a kadi, he's not one, he's a gadol, like whatever. But the question is, if he has Naman. Al Kapanim, how we got this. So if you send a 14-year-old to go to Tfilas Kiyum, is that going to be good or not? It's like the Pesachei Tshuva. By Schuchis, he says, if you're 13 years old, you're okay. Kli Marchis, you have to know he's a Gadol. That's what he wanted to say. Then he says, in like Kli Marchis, this is an interesting svar, you don't have to know here that here's more covenants deraisa. Since if I use it, the food's not aser, so therefore it's going to be okay. Very cryptic words, like what it means. Here's more kach. Since I use it, it's not going to be aser. Therefore, it's okay. Who cares if it's going to be aser or not? Is aser? There's a mitzvah tefilas kelim. You know, it's a little hard to understand. Like, oh, that's what he wants to taina. The pesach he wants to taina. Skukas, you can remember when he's my mitzvah. Matachas, maybe not. This is maybe it's going to be more kal because over here, the food doesn't come also. They say, like, why is that? Who cares if the food comes also or not? Or in others, who cares if the food's going to be also or not also? Why is that a ramification? You have a mitzvah. There's no chazaka that he did it. And we don't assume that he did it. And it doesn't have mnemonis. And it'd be a little bit, it's a little bit tzarech. Ian, that psak. Now, but again, making a bracha, so do you make a bracha to Yiskelem? Some people have a minute not to make a bracha to Yiskelem because they say, maybe it's owned by a yid, and therefore the chesed is made by a yid. I want to the chasrav say that a lot of the companies which are owned by yid, and therefore the chesed they don't make a bracha. So the chayyah, that is a toyas, and also stam doing a mitzvah without a bracha. That's not pasha. There's a chiv bracha midarbanan. So chiv darbanan to make a bracha. So if you have a sag bracha, it's a yir. But you don't have a bracha, and a vada, one should go ahead and make a bracha. And there's a lach in Rama brings down sefirah aleph. Yisav akim shakam to clean b'shufas. Ain't sarach tefila. They buy a shufis, they don't go ahead and they don't need tefila. Shufis is no mechayev a tefila. Zak the shach, what happens after is you buy it from the shufis and you chayev in tefila. So you see from the shach that anything which has a shufis yidden guy, if you afterwards buy it, now you're going to be chayev in tefila. So therefore, most companies, and not going to be, even if you say there are some Yiddish owners in it, it's not going to be fully owned by Yid, it's going to be a shufis akim, and therefore, minastam, one should go ahead and yes, make a bracha. Ramesh and the Chazanish, Ramesh and Gamodal, the Chazanish, Lam Zayin, they both discussed. So you watch something in Chutzar, so you have no idea, it's only your Bari Goy. What do we do? Are you able to go ahead and travel with a bracha or not? So they both say there's a Klai Yigobas a Rav. Since Rav are Akam, if you can be Mevar, be Mevar. Fine. If you can't be Mevar, Rav is Akam, and therefore we go Bas a Rav, and the body can go ahead and make a Chiyav Tfilo with a bracha. And Eretz Yisrael, so if it's owned by Jews, then Echanami. And there's no Geisha owners also, then it's going to be Pater. The Shah is with stocks, something which, you know, things which are public companies, things which have, you know, on the stock market. There's Mekubal, because he's like an Aleph, another place came back. The only Dan Bailas is Venegea. You own any stocks, sure? Okay. Do you sell Mechiris Chametz? You sell Mechiris Chametz? You own mutual fund, you probably own food, okay? You know, Misha Pants? Okay. But anyhow.
Buy a stock in Target or Walmart, you don't have to sell it.
Okay. So it's what Kabbalah upside is, if you don't have a direct ownership in it, you don't have so much of a say in the company, and you're just a minority silent, then it's not considered they have like relationship fits. But if an Echanami person has a real say, real percentage in the company, and Echanami, then maybe.
Well, matter of fact, it's a fully Jewish company, the guy owner will
make it into, yeah. So the kids say in Chutzlars, most things are going to need tefillah, and it's a sob dakla, most things are not going to need tefillah. But they can be mevar. You have to go out and be mevar and find out whether it's
target. Could I not?
Well, it's like a weird thing. Depends if you have internet.
Or
do you go online for things? I don't know, depending on whatever, you know. If you're part of the shul, I don't know, whatever. Like that. What the?
I buy some company stock with
this is the reason it's good to have it.
Do I have to not tell you
what I say?
Maybe not.
What
do you say? You still bought it.
Yeah. Get back to the show. No. So the Beis Meir asked on the Ramah. Ramah says that you saw go, you have a Klippa Shufas, doesn't need Tfilah. In fact, the Beis Meir, why am I allowed to go and use it? Who gave permission to use it? Very nice that you saw go, you have a Klippa Shufas, and therefore I can't go out and do Tfilah because the guy only has a Chalik of it. But why am I allowed to go ahead and use it? The Chayra, why can I go use it? Lamaisa, just because I can't be Tfilah because the guy owns it, but who gave me permission to go ahead and use it? As they affect the Beis Meir. So what Shmuel Zalman says, he said it is that being that, it's not so much, so someone who got from here, somebody that can't be Tevel, there's no problem using it. Beis Meir's guy says, I own it. So if I own it, I have a chilek of it. I have a problem that I have an issue with Tevel's game, but I won't. So therefore, he says, because any Yitzhak, they changed him with Tevel's zoo, changed him with Salav, of the Yuchavim. So, in fact, the Beis Meir, but who cares? On the Maisa. I say, I should not be able to use it. I own part of it. Part of it went from going to Yid. Her problem with the Maisa Tefillah. So I should not be able to go ahead and use it. It's an effective base mayor. What? Okay, so someone may grab from here, maybe the Chad Norma is a Klee, which can't be Tevel. There's no Chiv to his game. Being it won't work. It can't be Tevel. It won't work. Being it doesn't work. There's no Mitzvah. But look, it's not the Chad base mayor. The Chad base mayor is that the Chad is that. Being that it can't work, there's no chalitz chiyav over here. And when a guy buys and a guy together, so being that there is still a chalitz of the guy, and you can't take over the Tumas Akum, so it's not the pshat, it's the chalitz in the chalitz Yisrael, there is no chalitz chiyav over here, and that's the touch of the Ma. It's not the pshat, is that because, oh, we have a problem, we can't do it. It's pshat, and then it's no chalitz chiyav, it's not going to be chal. Yeah. Now, based on this, the Mechav brings down Sefer Alf, Yisrael had a kli. He sold it to a Kli, and he sold it to a Goy, and he bought it back from him. You need tefillah. So the Pesach Shuvah discusses what's going to be Mechiras Chametz. Mechiras Chametz, you sell your Kelim to the Goy, so after Pesach, you have to go ahead and do what? Zak the Pesach Shuvah. Fizer, Shemaych, whoa, your whiskey is in trouble then. Okay. Fizer, Shemaych, Yerushalayim, Chavim, while there are Pesach, Mishim Chametz, Tzarech tefillah. You need tefillah. Why? Acher Pesach and Mutar Shleil Machem. The Chacham says, better not to sell it. Brings down from the Sivet Tzion also, better not to sell it, because being that if you sell it to go, you have to do Tefillah again. You're better off now to go ahead and selling it. Being on the Chazon Ish, he used to travel his Kalim after Pesach if he sold it to the Goy. And he's going to travel. The Aruch HaShulchan Afanart says that nah, you don't really have to tell you, like, it's not real. Like you're saying, it's only chumra, it's life of the mosa, it's not nikushim goy on it, and therefore he says you don't have to go out and be tayva. Lameisa, the minnag is, what they do is they don't sell the kli to the guy, they sell the chometz to the guy. Any chometz touching the kli, or maybe the bleeds in the kli, if you only have to, some stars put in, but that's saying that's some kli to the guy, and therefore that's the reason why to get out of the issue. He's deciding all the chametz of the kli of the guy, not the actual kli, and that's safe in how they go around it, and that's safe in how they do it, that they don't have to go ahead and be tayyib. The last sif discusses somebody's on Shabbos and forgot to be tayyib with the kli, or yontiv. What does one do in that situation? So, Machai brings down a itza, give it to a guy, and then afterwards bar from him, and you can go and mishtamish it. Remember Corona 2 years ago? What was it already? 3 years ago? We're telling? It's three or two. Started 3 years ago. You got married in Corona? Before Corona, I think you made it. Okay. Anyhow.
We got married in
Corona. We had a Corona wedding here.
Okay.
Over 700.
So, but at the beginning, they were very scared and they held that if you go to the mikveh, it'll be a problem. And as Erev Pesach, and the question is, all the new kid, on what should you do? A lot of shilas, you know, a lot of shilas you don't normally get. Like one of the shilas in Kornos should be soymech on cashering, let's say, certain things or buying new things. Anyhow, so there's a rabbi in Cleveland and a rabbi in somewhere else, which was selling all the kingdom to the guy and borrowing it back from him. That was the actual portent. So that's what he said over here. If it's not Shabbos, what do you do? Give it to Gabriel Matana, afterwards borrow from him, and therefore you could go ahead and be mishtamish with it. The Taz says, Haitakon and Lefisha. Well, he says Shabbos or Chol. Taz says, I don't like that it's a for Shabbos or Lefisha. Kozman Shaili Mikvah. Have a Lacha Shabbos, so you have a Mikvah Vada. If it's me, Lomas Biadi Sol, that's the Kuch Biadi. It's not bad for a Mashkan guy, but he's going to keep it there. And who did my tal shula after 30 days? We say chayv is nerikas shalai. Therefore, he says over here, avadi, you're gonna have to go ahead and betevel it. Therefore, he says even with a bracha, maybe he says then but it's not beferish. Therefore, he says betevel bracha. Because the Taz says this eitz of giving it away is not a it's a helps for Shabbos. It's not an eitz to do it for long term because the nikkur should be selling it, and therefore it's going to be an issue. For those of you who remember, Akiva Eger in the beginning of the siman discusses the big Kalim, which is not able to go to Mitayvel. So he says, what does one do? The mikvah is not big enough to put in over the Mitech Shivasam, means I'm Matsasim Rizev. Ain't that kind of day? Rama Litin the guy of Matana? Well, Hashem Imano. So the eitz is, give it to a guy and borrow it. That's his eitz over there. This is not like the Taz. Like the Taz over there says that that eitz is only eitz of the Fisha. Kivega is saying that'll be eitz of
the.
No, you have a big kli and you have no choice.
You
know, what? Right, but the Taz doesn't let you do that. The Taz says the Eitzah does not work. It only works lefisha. Otherwise, you're going to have to go in and do Tfilas Kalim. So there's a Chiyah Tfilas Kalim if you do that. Mishabru and Shinchav Gimel brings down the Taz. Says it only works lefisha. They keep it for a long time. Either you have a Svar that it's Legar from a Mashkin or it's Nira Kishalai, and you have to go ahead and be Tevri. Kivegel, on the other hand, goes ahead and brings it down. Now, Diskin brings down that why divinates like Ari is saying, and Kiflamid A, why don't you just go ahead and be Mafka the Kli?
Where's
the Kiflamid A? Right after the one over there. Radiskin, why ain't it going to be Mafka? So he says that we see from over here, it's not Eitzah. It's not, if you own it and you're Mafka, it's not going to be Eitzah, and that's not something which would work. Now, the Arts of the next Sherim, which this is one of the Eitzahs they do. I think the Rabbanut does this, that they. what they do is that they. They'll salt their guy. No, they'll salt their guy. One of the eats is a pattering. We spoke about well, tells Machayim and Tfilas Kalim. We said one star would be maybe Daka Tshuva Klischera. You know, Nachar Moshe, another is what it's called Klischera and that. Another eats which they, I think Rabbanah does this, is that they sell the Kalim to a guy. And being that the Mechir comes to a guy, so the Mechir is. If you're a guy, therefore that's a tzura naif and how it's going to work. So right, according to the Taz, that's something which does not work.
Selling won't work? It's not even
according to
the Matana?
What do you say?
It works, only Fisha.
It's only Fisha.
Maybe it's like
Taz says only Fisha. It's something which would work.
What's the tzura haifka shouldn't work?
Because it's haifka, you take it back. So right, it's nira, it's like That episode. If you take it back, it doesn't look like everyone had of your shus. One last thing. I'm going to get to the design. Let's see if you got the return of the Kli. Can you just put baking paper inside of it to be hefsek? Is that enough hefsek to make it that you're not going to be... There's not enough hefsek to make that you're not going to be chayav. So some zamen Tfilas Kenenbrook brings down that everything's Perek Aleph, and brings down that something which is, you know, something which is, you get inside of your office. I forgot to tell the click, I just put like a piece of paper and use it. So he says something which is not a chesivus with an answer, something which is be mishtamas the click, that is tofel to the click, and that would not work in order to go ahead and be hefsek, and therefore that's something which won't work. Something which is more of a chesivus, a more independent thing, it's like a milk bag, he says maybe that's something would work. But just going ahead and putting up a parchment or something in there, that's something which won't work, and that's not something which is going to pat you from Tfilas Kelim. Anything else?